I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see a mostly sunny sky today, some isolated showers possible this afternoon. Look for a high around 81. A Southern Illinois man is expected to spend the rest of his life in prison now for fatally stabbing two bank workers and critically wounding a third during a botched robbery 3 years ago. A federal judge on Thursday sentenced 32-year-old James Nathaniel Watts of Caro to life in prison without parole plus 10 years. Watts pleaded guilty in March to the attempted armed bank robbery, resulting in the death and being a felon in possession of a firearm. The crime happened back in May of 2014 at the First National Bank branch in Caro. Authorities say Watts was armed with a gun when he confronted three female employees as they emerged from the bank after closing. Killed were 52-year-old Anita Grace of Olive Branch and 52-year-old Anita Jo Smith of Wycliffe, Kentucky. A 23-year-old woman survived. State representatives are advancing a bill that's being pushed by Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. It would imprison repeat gun offenders for longer periods of time. Tony Arnold has the latest.
Yesterday in Springfield, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson testified that lawmakers should do something to address the city's gun violence. But Chicago Democrat Will Guzzardi said longer sentences will not work.
The only thing that does is get more of our young Black and Latino men locked up. It does not address the root causes of crime. It does not prevent crime.
Guzzardi and two other Chicago area Democrats voted against the bill, but 10 voted to advance it to the full House. Some African-American lawmakers who had opposed the bill ended up voting for it because of a change that adds diversion programs for young first-time gun offenders. I'm Tony Arnold.
Public forums with the two new chancellor candidates at SIU Carbondale have been scheduled for next month. The forum for Rodney Hanley, provost and vice president for academic affairs at Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee, will be June 13th. The one for Carlo Montemagno, the professor of chemical and materials engineering at the University of Alberta in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, will be June 14th. Both will be from 8:45 to 9:45 in the John Guyon Auditorium at Morris Library. The candidates will give a 15-minute presentation followed by questions from the audience. The other two finalists for the position, Interim Chancellor Brad Caldwell and Oakland University President George Hind, took part in campus forums in April. The SIU Board of Trustees decided earlier this month that because of continuing differences of opinion surrounding the recommendation for chancellor, they would personally interview Caldwell and Hind along with the newly added finalists. Student lenders could get a new set of rules in Illinois if legislation that's passed the Senate clears the House by the end of this month. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says Senate Bill 1351, which creates a student loan bill of rights, would not only require lenders to spell out rules, but also require them to inform borrowers about repayment options and more. I'm Jennifer Fuller.